Liz Lucas, the owner of the Red Cedar Lodge and Spa, was sitting next to one of the large floor-to-ceiling windows in the great room of the lodge. Where she was sitting provided her with a spectacular view of the Pacific Ocean and the rugged Northern California coastline. Sunset was just beginning as the sun started its slow descent over the ocean, making the colors of the sky gradually turn from a soft pink to a deep blue. It was her favorite time of the day, a time when she could take a moment to relax and enjoy the beautiful surroundings of the lodge. The guests staying in the nearby cottages would be arriving shortly to enjoy the sunset along with the wine and cheese that she and Emily had set out for them in the great room. Liz and Emily had almost finished the preparations for tonight's family-style dinner of grilled salmon served over a bed of spinach with béarnaise sauce, accompanied by a rice pilaf. She smiled, thinking how the salmon dinner, with its beautiful, eye-appealing presentation, would soon generate numerous compliments from the hungry guests. Her grilled salmon dinner was the signature dish of the lodge and had even been written up by a reporter in the San Francisco Chronicle who had spent time at the spa. The reporter had given the spa a 5-star rating and written in glowing terms about the lodge's camp dog, Brandy Boy. The ringing of her cell phone interrupted her reverie, and she glanced at the screen to see if she knew who was calling. "Oh, swell, just what I need. A call from Seth Williams, the police chief of Red Cedar, and one of the most obnoxious, lecherous men it's ever been my poor misfortune to know. So much for the peace and calmness of the moment. He'll probably want to tell me about the Victoria's Secret catalog he got in the mail, and how he's partial to black lace, or ask me if I've decided to accept his standing invitation to have dinner with him. Yuck.